long ago there lived a man with one desire. To kill himself was the ambition of his choice. It seems this urge was something that a man was born with, the way some have a way with art or golden voice. And when the cherry blossoms showed themselves in springtime, he'd dream of suicide amidst the blooming tree. I'd have to say that that's a rather modest wish, for after all our lives belong to you and me. He couldn't do it right away when he was little, so after school he'd sit and watch the trains go by. He would have loved to jump in front of all that power, to end it all, though he did not really know why. You see, he did not want to hurt his loving parents, and so he dropped his precious thought each time it neared. To have a conscience is a blessing and a burden. Time after time he wished his conscience disappeared. And so he waited till his parents went to heaven, and he was lucky for they died before too long. But he discovered fate was governed by strange forces. You see, to take his life would do his new wife wrong. He kept a giant jar of sleeping pills beside him. He knew how many it would take to end his life. But every time he counted out the proper number, he looked across the bed and saw his loving wife. Some years went by, his wife grew ill and soon departed. Much to his sorrow, he still couldn't end his days. He couldn't sail into that long-awaited harbor, because he had a son and daughter still to raise. But the poor man's patience slowly started ebbing, and he dreamt of drowning in a nearby lake. And when he chose the spot where he could end it all, he prayed to God, "It's just one life to take." A long time passed before he finished all his business, and soon his children, all grown up, had moved away. One night he left his house and headed on his mission, but at a bridge he found a dog, a sickly stray. At first he wished that he could kill this new companion. Instead he cared for it until the very end. And as the old man neared his deathbed, all he thought of was what will happen to this sickly, stupid friend. Not long ago there lived a man with one desire, to kill himself, a funny goal and yet so real. One could imagine many reasons for his longing. As for myself, the urge is something I don't feel. Oh, to fulfill one's precious dreams is so essential. To live without a dream's like breathing without breath. But all the same, everything worked out quite well. The poor man died a very normal